It might sound a bit ridiculous to say this, but a warm-up is underway across the Northeast. Sure, it's still cold out there. Temperatures this afternoon are only around 20 degrees, but compared to highs yesterday that were closer to 10, it is warmer today. It's also less windy than yesterday, and that moderating trend will continue as we work through the next few days. And by Saturday, temperatures are expected to climb into the 40s across New York and western New England. We're also watching that band of lake effect snow that has been prominent off of Lake Ontario. It's finally shrinking in coverage and retreating back closer to the lake. So there is still some lake effect snow on the Tug Hill Plateau, but the threat for any heavy accumulating snow into the Adirondacks has ended, though from time to time we've had a couple of snow showers break off, and that chance will continue into tonight. Now, it is going to be on the cold side again tonight. We'll see lows that will fall back into the single digits and teens. It won't be as windy as last night, so we don't have to deal with those bitterly cold wind chills that we dealt with during last night and first thing this morning. Coming up during the day tomorrow, we'll see a little bubble of high pressure come into control, so it should be a pretty bright day. We'll call it partly to mostly sunny. Again, there could be a snow shower in areas west of Albany, and temperatures tomorrow will be milder than today. I'm forecasting highs to be in the 20s. We might even nudge the 30-degree mark south of Albany tomorrow afternoon. On Friday, a little disturbance will kind of come through in the flow, and that will bring us more in the way of cloud cover. It might set off a flurry or a snow shower, but it doesn't look like it's going to be a huge deal. Temperatures on Friday will climb into the 30s, and then a storm system is projected to track to our west over the weekend. That should help to warm things up. So on Saturday, I'm forecasting a chance of rain. It could start as a brief wintry mix or some freezing rain if temperatures remain cold enough, but highs on Saturday should eventually climb up into the 40s, so the thaw will begin over the weekend. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low in the single digits to around 10. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high 20 to 25. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Variably cloudy tonight, a chance of snow showers, low in the single digits to around 10, and tomorrow partly sunny with a chance of a snow shower, high 20 to 25. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield, partly cloudy and cold tonight, low in the lower to mid-teens, tomorrow partly to mostly sunny, high around 30. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, partly cloudy and cold tonight, low in the single digits to around 10, and tomorrow partly to mostly sunny, high in the mid-20s. Region-wide on Friday, mostly cloudy, chance of a passing flurry or snow shower, high in the 30s, and on Saturday, cloudy skies with a chance of rain, which could start as a period of freezing rain with highs in the 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.